Ukraine security issue.
The number of victims of Russian massive missile strikes on November 15th has grown to two, as an elderly woman was reported Wednesday to have been killed in the Kyiv region. In Kyiv city, a woman's body was recovered from the rubble of an apartment building destroyed by a Russian missile on Tuesday. Apart from Kyiv, Russian missiles struck apartment buildings, private houses and critical infrastructure facilities in 11 administrative regions. Most of the explosions were reported in the northern and central regions. One of the people whose apartment building in Kyiv was hit by a Russian missile told Ukrainian radio. Fire burst into the window and exploded. A huge flame fell on the balcony of the apartment on the third floor, just beneath ours. Glass crumbled. We were in the bed and then crawled out of the bedroom. There was smoke in the kitchen. We opened the door, grabbed our clothes and ran downstairs. Our documents remained there. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said that Russia's massive missile strike was its response to call for peace talks. He rejected calls on Ukraine to accept Russia's ultimatums and stressed that terror can only be stopped by the force of our arms and principles. Mikhail Podolyak, advisor to the presidential office, had said that after this massive missile strike, any peace talks are out of the question. Russia is in essence a genocidal state. They continue to kill people and destroy energy and infrastructure, but demand that everyone negotiate and do business with them, but that their propaganda be allowed in their other countries. The problem is that some politicians still don't realize it and continue to talk of diplomatic settlement. Russia has once again demonstrated what a human life means to it. Russia does not want to stop this war and negotiate. All Russia wants is to destroy Ukraine as a state, or at least damage it as much as possible and kill as many Ukrainians as possible. Said Mikhail Podolyak. The leaders of the G20 countries have issued a joint statement in Bali in which the majority of them strongly condemned Russia's aggression against Ukraine that inflicts tremendous human suffering and exacerbates global economic problems. They also stressed the inadmissibility of any use of nuclear weapons. At the same time, the final document contains a reservation citing differences with regard to the situation and sanctions. The G7 nations and NATO have condemned Russia's barbaric actions against Ukraine, and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has stated that Kyiv will receive support as long as it takes, adding that the G7 and NATO are ready to help Poland to investigate the explosions on its territory during Tuesday's missile strike on Ukraine. The Polish Foreign Ministry reported that a Russian-made missile exploded in a Polish village located 6 kilometers from the Ukrainian border, killing two people, and that the Polish government invited international experts to help establish the circumstances. As a result of Tuesday's missile attack on Ukraine, Moldova suffered a massive blackout when one of the major power transmission lines was automatically disconnected, according to Vice President Andrei Spinu. Ukraine's energy minister Herman Galushenko said on Wednesday that the missile strikes on Ukraine directly affect not only the energy system, but also those of its neighbors. Volodymyr Kudrytsky, president of the national energy company Ukrenergo, described the current situation in the country's energy system as the most serious in history, but said that the company manages to maintain control. On Tuesday, Russia launched a total of more than 90 missiles and 10 Shahed-136 kamikaze drones on Ukraine. The Ukrainian air defenses shot down 73 missiles and all 10 Shaheds. This was reported by Yuri Ignat, spokesman for the Ukrainian Air Forces. He attributed such efficiency to the high professionalism of Ukrainian defenders and the Western weapons. 73 out of more than 90 missiles plus 100% of Shaheds shot down. It's a great result. It was achieved thanks to the professionalism and experience of our air defense personnel and other forces, as well to the Western weapons. The IRIS-T and NASAMS air defense systems have significantly reinforced the defense of Ukrainian airspace, said Yuri Ignat. The European Union has officially launched a training mission for Ukrainian troops. During the next 24 months, 15,000 Ukrainian military will be trained at several locations in European Union countries. The mission is intended to enhance the potential of the Ukrainian armed forces so that they can defend Ukraine's territorial integrity and sovereignty within its internationally recognized borders and also its civilian population, reads a statement on the website of the European Council.